Come in. Oh, hello. Yes, I know you're in my Friday morning class. Come in. Close the door and have a seat. Did you have a question about today's assignment? No? You have a question, but it's not about that. Well, I'll be glad to help if I can. I know that the freshman year of college can be a little overwhelming. Are you having trouble finding your way around? Maybe problems with your class schedule? No? It's a personal problem, you say. Well, it can be difficult making new friends and finding your own place to fit in. But you seem very likable. Outgoing girl, I'm sure. Just give it some time. You'd be fine. Get sighted either. Then I'm at a bit of a loss here. What was it you wanted to ask me? Well, we all feel alone or different sometimes. I'm reasonably sure there's nothing actually wrong with you. But I'm a psych professor. I'm not a counseling psychologist. If you feel that you really need to discuss this with someone, that's probably what you should do. I can recommend one if you'd like. It's too personal to discuss with a psychologist. But you feel you can trust me. Oh, well. While I would certainly never repeat anything you told me in confidence, unfortunately, I also doubt that I would be able to help. Why don't you tell me what's troubling you, and maybe I can point you in the right direction, at least, for some resources, or maybe find some more information? Mm-hmm. Well, I've got to say, I wasn't expecting that. You say that you're unable to reach orgasm? I think that would be more likely something you should take up with a medical doctor. You have. She said she couldn't find anything physically wrong with you. She also recommended a psychologist. Uh-huh. Perhaps it's simply a particular partner? No. You've had several and nothing. Maybe if you try by yourself, find what works best for you, and you have with no luck. I do appreciate that this is something that would be difficult to discuss with a stranger, but I am not really much more than a stranger myself. You've only been in class a couple months. You feel like you can trust me? Yes, you said that. Okay. I'm going to be completely honest with you. You can absolutely trust me not to repeat anything you said. But I'm not so sure I can trust myself in your company. You are a lovely and intelligent young woman with an air of innocence about you that I find very appealing. And unfortunately, the only way I could think of to help you with this particular problem is extremely inappropriate, to say the very least. It would probably be best if we just ended this conversation right here. I do sympathize with your predicament, but I'm afraid that I can't help you. Sorry, it's just not possible. No, don't do that. Please don't cry. I feel terrible, really. I can't help you. I understand how frustrating it must be. I do, but yes, I know I said I thought of one thing that could help, but if you remember, I also said it was completely inappropriate. No, of course you wouldn't care. You're willing to try anything. I suppose I can't blame you. I'd most likely say the same thing if our situations were reversed. All right, here, dry your eyes. I'll do what I can. No, don't get too excited just yet. I want you to be absolutely clear on the fact that in order for me to help with any of this, I will have to attempt to help you reach orgasm. That means having sex with me. I don't want there to be any misunderstanding here. you're willing. Okay. The only way I know to figure out why you can't have an orgasm is to be there while it's happening or not happening, as the case may be. I can't guarantee anything, but I have made an extensive study of human sexuality for my own purposes. And I promise I will do my very best to see you to that orgasm. Obviously, no one can ever know about this, so we can't try it here. Unless the possibility of getting caught excites you. No? Good. I'd rather not risk it. And the more relaxed you are, the better. Meet me at this address tonight at 8. Where whatever makes you feel sexy. No, I have no preference. This is about you, not me. It could be something as simple as a type of cloth that feels good against your skin, or something you think accentuates your best features, or something skimpy, even trashy, as long as it feels sexy in it. If it's something you don't want to wear in public, you can bring it with you and change there. You may also want to bring an overnight bag, just in case. If everything works out, you may not have the energy to get up and go home. Again, you're sure about this. All right, then. I'll see you there. Hello. Hello. Come in. You look lovely. That dress hugs your curves nicely without being blatant. Somehow I didn't think you'd go for trashy. Yes, I do like it very much. Come on in the living room and sit down. Would you like a drink? A glass of wine? You know, one or two can help you relax, though I wouldn't recommend more. Do you want music? Any particular kind? Something soothing. Vivaldi, Caterio, Enya. I have environmental sounds too, if you like ocean waves. Certainly. Now, I want you to understand that this is all about you. You don't need to worry about pleasing me or hurting my feelings or anything like that. If at any time you want to leave, that's fine. If I do something that frightens you or makes you uncomfortable, just tell me and I'll stop. Same thing goes if there's something specific you want me to do. Either tell me, or if that would embarrass you, simply guide my hand or mouth wherever you want it. Can you do that for me? Good. While you drink your wine, would you like me to massage your shoulders or feet? That will get you used to my touch in a way that's relaxing and sensual, but not overly sexual. I don't want you thinking that I'm going to pounce on you at any second. A smile. I'm glad to see it. This will never work if you're nervous. You'd like me to rub your feet? Of course. You'd like me to rub your feet? Of course. Just kick off your shoes. Turn a bit sideways here on the couch and put your feet up on my thigh. That's it. I've always enjoyed giving a good foot massage. Seems to relax your whole body, and why don't you lay back against the cushion? Comfortable? Good. While I do this, do you want to tell me about your previous experiences? You don't have to be specific if you'd rather not. Any common factors you can think of, maybe one particular time you felt closest to an orgasm? Mm-hmm. Were all of your partners male? No, it's nothing to be embarrassed about. I just thought it might be another possible option. Though obviously not one I'd be much help with. Okay, now I just want you to relax. Try not to worry about if it will happen. Just focus on what feels good to you. If nothing happens this time, we can try again. or not. No expectations, just enjoy. I'm going to move up to your calves now, no further. Does that feel good? Good. Seems like you're relaxing, at least from the knees down. Seriously, though, are you feeling comfortable? This is somewhat of an odd situation. A bit of nervousness is understandable. We're in no rush. We can just take our time and see what happens. Would you like more wine? There you are. Come here and lean up against me. I'll put my arm around you and put your head on my shoulder if you want. That'd be much nicer. I'll try to tell you what I'm going to do beforehand to avoid surprising you with anything, but I may forget to as we go further. As I said, you can always just tell me to stop if you want. Since kisses are always a good way to begin, here, look at me. What? No, I didn't miss. There's nothing wrong with a kiss on the cheek, is there? More intimate ones. Can always follow. You do have very kissable lips. And cheeks. And chin. And the line of your jaw. That's an intriguing perfume you're wearing. Very subtle. And inviting. You like that? Do you? My mouth on your neck. Licking. Sucking. Kissing. Yes, I can tell you're very sensitive here. What about biting? Gently, of course. Do you like that? Oh, yes. Yes, you do. Right here. Where your neck meets your shoulder. Harder. Any harder and I might leave a mark. You sure? Then of course. I think I'm beginning to get some idea of what you like. What if I take your arms and hold them down by your sides while I nibble and bite at your neck? You're pulling against my hands. Do you really want me to let you go? No? Good girl. Do you like it when I call you that? Do you want to be a good girl for me? Very promising. Let's move into the bedroom, shall we? It's more accommodating. Walk ahead of me. I want to watch you move. Upstairs, first door on the left. Very nice. I prefer the way a woman walks in the bare feet. So much more natural, more graceful. You have an absolutely fascinating sway in your walk. Makes it hard to look away. Is that deliberate? Maybe a little. No, it's not wrong. It shows me that you're enjoying yourself. And I enjoy seeing it. Wait right there. I'm gonna light a few candles. Just enough to see by. Too much light to track something, don't you think? Now, turn towards me. Raise your arms. I'm gonna remove that very flattering dress you chose. I believe its job is done. Ah, beautiful. Garter belt and stockings, but no panties. I'm a little surprised. Didn't expect you to be quite so bold. Oh yes, I do like it very much. Actually, now remove your bra. lovely. No, I don't think they're saggy at all. Larger breasts may not be as perky, but they have more substance to them. I like breasts that fill my hand. Give me something to hold on to. There's no doubt that you are a very pretty little girl. Do you mind if I call you that, little girl? You kind of like it? All right, then. Let me get rid of the shirt. I'll leave the pants on for now. Come here. I want to hold you against me. Run my hands over your shoulders and down your back. You feel very good. You jumped a little, didn't that tickle? Oh, it felt good. Here, should I rub my fingers in little circles? Or drag my nails lightly up and down? Oh, I can tell my little girl likes that. Lie down on your stomach. I want to explore this some more. Good girl. I'm going to start here. At the nape of your neck. And work my way down. You tell me when it feels best. I loved your reaction to this. Squirming on the bed like that. You just can't hold still, can you? Right there. Right on the small of your back. Yes, I see. No, that's not strange. Everyone has their own unique erogenous zone. All that's important is that it feels good. Spread your legs, little girl. Spread your legs, little girl. Let me play with your pussy while I work on this spot. Oh, yes, you are absolutely soaking wet. Tell me which is better, huh? My fingers inside you? Rubbing that sweet spot just above your opening. Or just my thumb inside. My fingers playing with your clit. Oh, you like that? Just little circles on that. Hard little clit. Yes, my little girl likes that. Doesn't she? Yes, baby. Can you feel it building? It feels so good, doesn't it? Don't tense up, little one. Just relax. Let it go. I've got you. Faster. Like this. Oh, yes. It's so close. Let it go, baby. Just let it go. Oh, yes, that's it. That's it. That's my good girl. Such a good girl. I can feel you twitching and spasming on my hand. That's it. That's it, little girl. Yes, just let it flow through you. There, now. Do you want me to stop? Too sensitive? That's not uncommon after orgasm. It'll pass. Just lay on my hand here and hold you. You can cuddle up against me if you want. So now you finally had an orgasm. Was it as good as you'd hoped? Better? Well, I'm glad I could help. Me? No. No, I can wait. You just enjoy this afterglow for a while. I can take care of myself if you'd rather. I don't want you to feel obligated or anything. Well, yes, it would most certainly be more enjoyable with your help, obviously. Whatever you want, little girl. Well, yes, of course, you can call me Daddy. I'd like that. Much better than Professor. Surely. I take it from your wondering hands that my little girl is ready for more? I'll take that as a yes. Quite a grip you have there. Let go for a minute so I can get my pants off. That's a good girl. There. Better? Yes, little one. You can suck it if you want. That's good. Slowly, kitten. Slowly. Just like that. You don't need a teacher for this, do you? No. You know what you're doing. That hot little mouth. Oh, God, you can take me all. You are one talented little girl. Yes. Now I want to reach down and tease your clit while you suck me. Not too hard. Just gently rub in little circles. Or back and forth. Whatever you like. Don't try to make yourself come. Just enough to make it feel good. That's it. No, don't suck any faster. I don't want to come yet. I want to watch you swallow my cock while you pleasure yourself. Yes, that's my girl. Easy. Easy, you keep speeding up. I just take hold of this pretty hair. I won't pull it. Just use it to guide you. Yeah, help keep you paced. That's better. Yes, good girl. Oh, God, you moan like that on my cock. Stop, baby girl. You're getting me too close. I want to come inside you this first time. Up on your knees. Now, don't stop teasing your clit. Keep going. Nice and easy. I'm gonna push my cock into that wet little pussy. Does that feel good? Yes? Very good, Daddy. Good girl. No, don't push back. I know you want more, but you'll have to be patient. It's so much better if you don't rush. You'll see. Just let Daddy take care of you. Shh, little girl, just hold still. Let me get all the way in. Take hold of your shoulders and pull you back on me. Don't tell me if I go too deep. There. Too much? I'll ease it back a bit. Better? Good. Now I'm going to stay right here while you work your clit. Go on, as hard, as fast as you want. You feel that, baby girl? You feel how hard you make me? I can feel you squeezing around me. God, it feels good, doesn't it? Oh, your little pussy is all hot and wet. It's so full of my rock-hard cock. Oh, the soft little fingers stroke and rub over that clit. What if I use my nails on you? Not too hard. Just slowly. Firmly. Clawing down your back while you play with yourself. Oh, you do like that, don't you? God, I can't hold still when you writhe against me like that. I have to move. I have to fuck you. I'll go slow. Yes. What, kitten? You think you're getting close? Good girl. Just let it happen. Just let it happen. I'm gonna hold you by your hips. Rub the small of your back with my thumbs. Is that good, baby girl? Yes? Oh, yes, that's it. Oh, yes, that's it. Push back on me. Take all that you want. Let it go, kitten. Give it to me. Yes, let me feel you come. Yes. Oh, yes. Yes, that... Oh, yes. Yes, that's it, baby. That's it. Come on. Come for daddy. Oh, good girl. Good girl. Ah, my turn now. Do you want it, little girl? Do you want to feel daddy's cum inside you? Oh, yes. God, yes. Take it, baby. Take all of it. Oh, God, it's my good girl. Oh, shit. Yes. Yes, God, that was good. Okay. Lie down on your back. I want to keep touching you. We may be done for now, but your body has so many more places to explore. Who knows what other sensitive spots I could find. Cuddle up next to me. Yes, just like that. Are you okay? How do you feel? Satisfied and amazed? Then I guess we did what we set out to do. Eventually, you'll learn to hold back your orgasms until you have my permission to come, but we won't worry about that until later, that is. If you want to continue being my little girl, would you like that? I think we'll both enjoy this. I have so much more to teach you.